How difficult was it to play through?
I mean, I didn't really have no choice, so, you know, you don't really want to come out in that situation and just shake everything, so you just try to do everything you can to give it up for the team.
How much did it impact your play?
I mean, it's my ankle, bro. You try blocking on the ankle.
Were you feeling it the whole time, or was it your adrenaline kind of pushing it to the back or half?
I mean, it's your ankle. Like I said, you know, you're trying to block, you're trying to stop people from pushing you.
Right.
You're trying to plan on your ankle, and it's just, what? It is what it is, man. It's part of the game. It comes with it.
Eli was talking to us about the offense, and he said, you know, take a breath. You know, it's only the first game. I mean, how are you guys approaching it?
Oh, same way. It's the first game. You know, it's a lot of things, man. You look at the film, and if you really understand football, like you, I mean, it's not detrimental. You don't look at it and just hang your hat. You look at it and you're like, okay, this is what we need to get better at, and you know, practice and everything, just all the details. It's just little things that, you know, we have to hit on and make everything go.
Eric was talking about a sense of urgency in the offensive line room. Did you feel that when you guys were watching the film?
I don't know.
Yeah. What did you think when you guys watched the film?
Like I said, it's just, you know, you have plays where you got 10 guys doing it, you know, doing it right, and one guy, whether it be me on some plays or whoever it may be, and it's, the play don't work. That's the beautiful thing about football. It takes everybody to be on one page. So, like I said, it's a building process. Like you said, it's the first game. Just got to continue to build on it and get better in strides.
Did you have a chance, I'm sure, to watch that stunt with you and John and what went wrong in that play?
I mean, I can't recall. It was a lot of plays.
Well, the one that led to the sack.
I don't remember.
There's obviously a lot of criticism of the offensive line out there. How do you guys handle it? Do you hear it? Do you pay attention to it? Do you try to ignore it and use it for motivation?
You know, like I said, you watch the film, you know, things you can get better on, get better at. You know, we got brought back. It's New York. It's going to be a lot of criticism when things don't go right. I mean, I'm sure everyone in that room knows that. So it's just a part of it. It's the lay of the land.
It's not something you talk about, though, with the other guys?
Nah.
You just kind of brush it off, I guess?
I mean, we don't talk about it. It don't matter. I mean, they say good or bad. You still got to report to your coach, your GM. So no matter what they say, they tell you you're the best in the world. If your GM don't think so, it don't matter.
Is the disappointing thing the number of plays? I mean, you guys had, what, 50?
Yeah, definitely we got to get our the more attempts at the bat you get, the better. So just got to get that up. It's a lot of things that we just got to get in stride, and I feel like with the guys that we have in the room and the coaches that we have, it's definitely the problem, you know, fixable.
Did you sense anything? I mean, you only had 12 rushing attempts, but, you know, I know running the ball better was a focus this year. Do you see anything that gives you hope that it'll be a better running team this year?
Say it one more time.
What did you see from the running game and the limited attempts you had?
You know, like I said before, it's there. You definitely can see it's there. We just got to get everybody on the same page and things will come together.